The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Right, always a pleasure to see Conor Faughnan, him of the RIAC and formerly the AA and all things knowing about motoring. Welcome.
Hello, Ivan. Good to see you.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very well. Enjoying summer.
Great. Okay. So, and you're a transport consultant as well. So, on the 1st of July, there's a change for a learner driver if they're doing their driving test, doing their written part of it, the theory test. There's a change in the syllabus, is there?
Yeah, that's right. They've updated the bank of questions. And this is the driver theory test. About 200,000 people do it every year. Cost you €45 and you go along to a test centre and you do it. You've got multiple choice questions, and I did it myself. They introduced it in 2001, and slightly recklessly, one of the newspapers asked me to do it, so I actually did it, and thankfully I passed it. You have to get 35 questions correct out of 40 is your pass bar.
Do you do it online?
You attend a test centre. There's about 40 of them around the country, and you sit in front of a computer terminal, and it will give you 40 multiple choice questions. Now, the questions, some of them are very intuitive. You know, if anybody gets them wrong, you'd wonder, you know, what their brain was doing. They're very, very obvious. And some are a little bit obscure, you know, braking distances at certain speeds and stuff like that. But you get the answers from, they publish a book of questions with a little over 900 questions in it. Now, the RSA published that book for €22. And the questions you'll see on your test are drawn from that bank. So read the book. Once you read the book, you should be fine. If you don't, you'll probably come unstuck.
So all the questions, all the 40 questions come from content that's in that.
Correct.
They can't ask you anything else other than out of left field.
Correct, yeah. So nothing comes out of left field. But they had that bank of questions in their published book, which they last updated in 2019. And there's a new version goes live from today. So if you're doing that theory test, make sure that you have the July 2024 question set rather than the 2019 question set, because they have updated it. As I said, you know, they will have reflected some up-to-date laws. For example,
so you could be reading the wrong instruction manual.
You could be doing the wrong ECHR. Yeah, you could, and it could catch you out. And some of the laws that have been updated in the last 5 years, for example, we now have e-scooter legislation. So it wouldn't surprise me if in their new data bank of 900 questions,
they're a whole dangerous, those e-scooters. The speed at which they go, those e-scooters. No wonder there's not more accidents.
Well, there have already been accidents, yeah. Ivan, and the more of these things we have on the road, the more they'll turn up, because all human life will turn up.
Are they regulated, these scooters?
Yeah, they are now, yeah. We were a long time doing that.
Do you need a license to ride an e-scooter?
No, they're categorised the same as a bicycle, but they are governed to a maximum of 20 km/h, and there's a whole host of rules that go with them. You can't carry passengers, you can't do this, that and the other. But essentially, they go where bicycles go, is the rule.
Okay, but much faster and knock you down.
20 km/h. You know, their bikes go faster than that.
Okay.
You get people coming down hills dressed in spandex of a weekend. They'll be going quite a lot faster than that. But yeah, they are now at least governed. They've been living in a legal grey area for the last number of years because it's brand new technology.
Okay, so if I go on the Road Safety Authority website, will that have my information, or do I have to pay for this book?
You have to buy it. You have to buy it. Now, you'll get it from the Road Safety Authority website, and it can come in the form of an app. There's various ways you can get it. Or you can just buy the book if you're old-fashioned enough to ink.
Get it in the post.
You can get it in the post. You can get it at, as they say, all good bookshops.
Yeah.
And it costs €22.
Well, you don't have to be in front of a laptop then to read it. You can bring it to bed with you.
You can bring it to bed with you if you are so inclined.
Yeah.
You can bring it to bed with you. And it's a little bit of a closed shop, because it's a contract with a company called Prometric. They're the exclusive publishers of the book.
How much does this book cost?
€22.
Right.
And you can't really do the test without it. Well, you can give it a go, I suppose.
But you were saying maybe go for the app.
Well, same thing, yeah. And the app will present the questions, and you can do mock tests, etc. So as I say, a data bank of 900 questions, and your 40 will be selected randomly from that. And most people pass. And, you know, having read the material and done the test myself back in the day, you know, without being facetious, you know, if you put any sort of effort in, you really should pass. For people, about 40, nearly half of the people pass first time round, but the second time round pass rate is 96%. And honestly, you know, if you're regularly failing that theory test, it might even be a literacy or language issue or something.
Do you do this just before you go off in the car and do the test?
No. You have to do this before you can get a learner permit. So it's the first stage of the process. I mean, back in the bad old days, when the government had ministers like you in office and not a damn thing was done right.
Yeah, but the trains ran on time.
Yeah.
We didn't have bottle caps that you can't use.
The Mussolini myth. Yeah. But, you know, back in the day before any of it was reformed.
Mussolini myth, that's a new one on me.
You know, back in the day before any of it was reformed, it was a complete and utter shambles. You could get a learner permit by post and drive
and
on
it. And is there still the same horrendous delay for the test itself?
Much, much better than it used to be.
What is it, 5 weeks?
Well, aiming for a national average of 6 weeks. They're overshooting that. They're a bit behind it. Okay. And it sort of waxes and wanes. They took a hit during COVID. They've been a while catching up on it. So sometimes people will come in and complain about it. And you will get stories. We'll probably get a texter this morning saying, I was waiting 4 months.
Well, I have another texter. Martin has got on to me. Hi, Evan. Can you ask the gentleman coming on, how is a youngster in this country to get a start at driving? My 17-year-old passed his theory test. I tried to get him on my insurance to get him a bit of experience, and it was costing me an extra 1,500 yo-yos to put him on as a named driver. It's a rip-off.
No, it's not a rip-off. It is expensive. I mean, a 17-year-old, insurance companies are legally
blind.
You're
starting to sound like an insurance salesman now.
Well, listen, I've been poacher and gamekeeper in that industry, and as I say, there's enough people in insurance boardrooms.
But would that be normal, 1,500?
Well, it depends on the nature of the risk. So I don't know the car, for example, but it is a 17-year-old. And the insurance company is legally blind to the fact that the 17-year-old is male. They can't, not allowed to factor in a male-female difference. But you know what? You know, if you were a bookie and you have been...
The actuarial odds on it.
Actuarial odds. And that's really... I mean, insurance companies are as unemotional as bookies. They're running the odds. So you'll probably find there are reasons for that. You may also be able to do better, and it will really only be a year one, year two thing. As that young driver develops their own good record, it'll rapidly come down. But I'll say to that texter, if you owned the insurance company and you didn't want to go broke, you'd be making similar decisions yourself.
Right. Well, that's the best defence I've heard of the insurance sector in a long time. So the message to every youngster, you cannot get an L plate without doing the theory test. The syllabus has changed from today, and basically you need to go on the website or to order from the RSA the new driver theory test data.
Yeah, that's right. And suck it up and pay the €22 and do your ecker, read the darn thing, and then you won't be one of the 50% who fail first time around.
That's the new national motto. Suck it up and shut up. All right. Thank you, as always, Conor Faulkner. That is really vital information if you have a teenager moving in that direction.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.